What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Build a wall! What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. My whole room is laughing hysterically. We got part two up in here. What are we calling this? Healthy Gates. Healthy Gates. We're building healthy gates. We're building walls in the spirit, allowing God to move. Look, if you did not listen to yesterday, you have to. These next three episodes, today's Thursday, tomorrow's, it's all going to be connected. Don't lose track on what's going on. This is really part two. Healthy Gates. I'm going to give you a quick, like not even a few seconds here, synopsis. Basically, the Lord told Moses, I'm coming down from Mount Sinai. Before I do, tell the people to cleanse themselves. Let them know I'm holy. And when the trumpet sounds, I'm going to visit them. And if they're not clean, it's not going to be a good day for them. And then he says to Moses, seal off the mountain. You decide, Moses, where the border and the boundary is going to be on the mountain. And when you decide that, if those people, when I come, are caught anywhere outside of that, they're going to die. I mean, crazy, you know? So we talked a lot about you being the Moses of your family, you being the one that has to set those boundaries and the barriers. Where did the mountain start? We don't know. Moses decides. And the point of that is, when you spend time with the Lord, and you seek God's face, he gives us the responsibility, he gives us the options to choose healthy boundaries and decide where we're going to live within them. And let me tell you something, there is peace in those boundaries. There's breakthrough in those boundaries. There's life in those boundaries, but you have got to determine that. Today, young people have no boundaries. Today, families live with no moral compass. Where are the boundaries in our homes? I know we're kind of running right into fifth gear, but we're doing part two here. What is it we allow? What is it you allow on your televisions in front of your kids? What? Look, this isn't some religious get right with God message. No, this is, look, if you want the fruit of an abundant life, you better set some healthy boundaries. If you want, you better protect your kids. You better protect your family. You better protect your marriage. You better have boundaries in your life, not because, you know, you're this crazy sinner and can't be trusted, but because God has established them and told us to. Because the trumpet is going to sound and he is coming back again, and he's coming back for a bride and a guy without spot or wrinkle. Barriers prepare you, like I said yesterday, for visitation. You know, one of the most unused places on the planet in a home, got to be the front porch. I don't know, maybe you don't live in an area that has front porches. I live in New England, and there are front porches everywhere, everywhere. And you want to know one of the most unused part of a house? A front porch. Not even sure what you do on a front porch. Talk? Can you turn back the clock to the 30s? Look, some of these homes were built in the 18, 1900s. Can you imagine a day rolling down the street in your horse and carriage, looking to your right and left and seeing people on the porches talking? So bizarre. I'm not even sure I would even want to just sit on a porch with somebody. Look at you. That's it. Porches go unused. Porches are barriers. They're boundaries of time. They're boundaries of peace. They're a part of your house that's like, we're going to go sit there. We're going to go without distractions and just sit on a porch and I don't know what you're doing. Talk, watch cars go by. Boundaries. Drink tea. Yes, that's your tea time on the porch. I remember, pretty awesome that Rashawn's here. I remember meeting his grandmother. She's older. She passed away many years ago. Everyone called. She was one of those women, beautiful African-American woman, soft-spoken. She's one of those women that everyone called Nana, no matter who you were. You know what I mean? Like, she was that kind of woman. And she had such a deep faith, right? Hence, her kids, her, you know, Rashawn's a pastor and many other, you know, kids are in ministry. And just, she just had that kind of depth with God, you know? And I remember coming to the house and I remember she looked at me one day and she's like, man, there's just something special about you. And God's really, Jamie, don't you know God has called you apart? And at the time I didn't. I was like, well, yeah, I love the Lord. I just met him, you know? One day we went to her house there on Montauk Avenue in New London, Connecticut, and big old house, you know? And we walked in, and I remember all the way down at the end to the left is a kitchen, but there was some rooms to the right. And I remember one day she said, I want you to come into a room with me. And you know, and so I followed her, and it was a room, not that big, maybe 10 by 10. It was a small little room, a little longer. And I'm looking, there's nothing in this thing but like a lamp, some pillows on the floor, music playing all the time. And I walked in and it was like this crazy kind of prayer room. And I said, what is this? And she said, oh, this is the secret place. This is, oh, I meet with Jesus every day in this room. And I remember thinking like, what? And then something happened in that moment that would forever change my life. And you're going to hear about it after the break.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. I'm going to jump right in. So we're in this prayer room, and it was amazing. I feel God's presence. I sense it so strong. And she was like, let's just pray together. And she got on her face. She started telling me about laying prostrate before the Lord. I mean, it's crazy. I'm literally with this old African woman laying down on the ground. She lays down and she starts sobbing. I think she was telling me when Andy, you guys were kids, she would like put the little kids and the grandkids in the room and just weep over them as babies. And Rashawn was there. I mean, she was telling me the stories of, she must have been in the house a long time. And so all of a sudden she starts, she's weeping and she's crying out. And then she takes her hand and it's shaking, right? And she's touching my head and she just begins to prophesy. God's going to use you mightily and he's going to give you a voice. And I mean, things, looking back, I didn't realize this was like the first time God ever told me these things, right? I mean, I was young, bro. I was like a teenager. And she's bawling and we're praying and I'm crying. And it was like this moment, you know, and then, you know, after a little while, we started talking more and she's reading me a scripture and telling me about some Manchester prayer center and some tower here with Reverend and, you know, all these churches. And just because they'd have a prayer tower, I guess, that you go in the middle of the night and you could pray. And crazy, right? And here we are doing Hartford meetings and she's up there. And she would just pray all night long. I mean, that is just, where's that today? Do you know what I mean? And when I walked out and that door shut and we left that room, it was such a paradigm shift for me. Because I thought, people have prayer rooms? Like, you're telling me a whole room in your house? When you're buying a house, we're all buying homes. When you're buying a house and you're like, oh, that's going to be this and this is going to be this. Nobody's like, oh, there's your prayer room. Here's the room that's going to only have pillows on the floor that we're going to go into periodically throughout the day, lay on our face and cry out to God. Dude, are you kidding me? What in the world? Who is this woman and what was she doing? She was Moses and she was setting boundaries. She was setting boundaries. And truthfully, bro, praying for things that she didn't even know would even come to pass. Or maybe she did. That doesn't happen by accident. That takes a woman of faith that's in heaven today looking down on what you're doing. Take a woman in faith today looking down going, yeah, that was it. I remember that story. Yeah, that was it. We're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. And just so few people today care. So few people today want healthy boundaries. Boundaries and barriers aren't bad, friends. I promise you, I know the political pun. I had zero thought of political stuff with this. It really is about God said to Moses, set it up. Show them where the boundary is going to be. And the truth is, you're the Moses in your family. And you have got to ask God, how do I set it up? Where do I make room for God? How do I make time for him? God's not going to give you the lines, friends. You've got to establish them. You've got to determine, here's what's healthy, here's what's not healthy. But as for me and my house, come on, 110 years old. He said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It's setting boundaries. Moses built the fence. It's our place to prepare. God in the garden came to Adam and he said, look, Adam, I want you to name. He said, name the animals and keep the plants. You know, there's some times in our lives that you're going to have to name some things, friends. What is sin? We got to call it out today. What is fornication? What is sin? What are boundaries? It's not a bad thing. I'm not sin focused. I could care less. But let me tell you something. You better make sure there's boundaries. You better make sure that there's integrity and character and you're setting boundaries in your life. Crazy to me. People today, oh, God loves us. It's okay. I could drink. I could smoke. I could do what I want. Kidding me? What you think Nana would do? What do you think? You want to talk about guarding what's been entrusted to you? What do you think the people that shed their blood for the word of God would do? That's my point, man. We live in this unbounded, oh, let it all in. God loves us. Let it all in. Yeah. And you're not effective and you're bound and you're on pills because you're so anxious and fearful and you're a mess. You're a hot mess without the Holy Ghost because you let these things in your life. No, friends, boundaries. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Help. Doors have purpose. And if you're going to see your family transformed and you're going to stand for the things that God's calling you to do, you're going to have to set those boundaries and set those fences also. You got to mark the barriers. You've got to be the Moses for your family. Boundaries say no. Boundaries say no. No, devil, you can't come in here. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do this. We're going to live in integrity. We're going to walk in integrity. There are boundaries that we have got to keep. There's traditional boundaries. And there's personal boundaries. And we're going to have to talk about these tomorrow. We love you. Friday's coming up. Look, tomorrow we're going to quickly talk about these boundaries and then talk about your lamp staying filled with oil. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.